Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winter, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grindhard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Michelle Williams with Believe in Me. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 21 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindheart Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is one of the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering projects I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the gold and treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 21 is Girl Power, You Have Always Been a Queen episode. Ladies, this episode is just for you. You may have forgotten about your crown, but it still sits on your head. You are still so loved, valuable, and worthy of loving. You were created in the image of God, and only you can express a part of God that no one else can. There is nothing inferior or less than about you. We'll have a new story time segment. Veronica and I will be having a new woman to woman segment, and Don Warner is bringing a new family talk segment. I'll be answering your questions, sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel led on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least 2 copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He's one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have a lot of things coming up for the holiday season. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon. Find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved. Check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul Sade Champagne, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who already tweets me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you. Our first segment of the night is story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long. but no one can take away what God has done for you. Today I want to talk about the importance of investing in yourself. You are the best investment you will ever make. Darling, you are the best investment you will ever make. As a woman, as a girl, we are always taught to put ourselves last. You know, we're always taught that we have to bear the burdens of others and that, you know, when we actually do think of ourselves, we're so exhausted and we're not actually able to fully invest into who we are. But you don't have to put yourself last. You are so worth it. When you invest into you, when you invest in your heart, when you invest in your mind, when you invest in your body, when you invest in your relationships, when you invest in the very being of you, it changes all of your relationships. You know, I truly feel that those who are the best receivers are able to be the best givers, meaning as I am able to continue receiving from God, continuing to receive from God's love, from God's peace, from God's hope, from God's kindness, etc., I am able to easily give that unto others. A lot of us are living from an empty tank, and God has never created you. God never created you for you to live on an empty tank. God has always desired for you to live on full. And that doesn't mean that life is always going to be easy and we won't have challenges, but that who you are in your inner being would always be saturated in God's love, that you would be full of confidence and comfort in your identity, that you would be secure in who you are and what God says about your life. Investing in you is huge. And when I say investment, I'm not talking about according to the world's superficial standards where it's looking a certain way and having this kind of job and being like this, unless if that's what you truly desire in your heart. But when I say investing in you, I'm talking about in your spiritual health, in your emotional health, in your mental health. Everything else will honestly come natural when the inside of you is healthy and stronger. So you say, Shade, how do I start investing in myself? One day at a time. Sometimes it's one moment at a time. Even listening into this show and what you're listening to and watching throughout the day, what you're reading is making a huge investment in you. Listen to what God says about your life. Listen to mentors and people who can lift you up and who can encourage you. You know, think about the things that you dream about and that you're passionate about in your life and in your health. All those things can add together in investing in who you are. And as you're investing in yourself, you know, it's important to be able to celebrate your progress and celebrate yourself along the way. You don't have to wait until you, quote unquote, get to a certain point or have it all together in order to be happy about who you are. God is always happy about you, who you are. That is your starting place. I am loved by God. I am cherished by God. I am complete. I am whole. I am amazing. I am beloved. I was created in the image of God. And now you start from that place. And that doesn't mean, like I said, that we won't make mistakes or we won't have challenges, but that doesn't have to be where you reside. That doesn't have to define you or be your identity. As you invest in yourself, which is why I believe in investing in me and investing in those around me through what I've already been able to invest in myself by God's grace, you are going to notice such a huge difference in your relationships, in your community, and everything around you, in your very being, in your entire life. You know, you will have no choice but to effortlessly overflow that into your environment because it's from who you are, you know. And so I want to encourage every single girl who's been listening. You've been feeling like you've been putting yourself last. You've been feeling like you're not good enough, like you don't even know how to make time for you. I pray that you will even begin to start finding 5 to 15 minutes in and more for yourself every single day to just allow yourself to meditate on God's love and kindness for you, to allow yourself to meditate on what Jesus has accomplished for you and who that says about who you are, to allow yourself to just start dreaming again, to allow yourself to start thinking about how do you want to move forward in your businesses and your passions and the things that you desire. You are worth the investment. Whatever it is that you have in your heart, whatever it is that you've been dreaming about, it's from God. God is the one who's given you amazing, beautiful dreams. And so you can trust that when you step out onto the water, that you're not there by yourself, you're not alone, and that you have God with you and cheering you on, and you have so many other people who are cheering you on and who see the best in you. I'm going to end this story time segment with some of my many inspirational messages. The ones I wanted to share with you are, you are enormously advantaged in the splendor.
Today I want to remind you that no storm, no challenge, or any difficulty that comes your way is more powerful than your spirit. We are enormously advantaged in Christ, enormously advantaged. We were built to withstand the test of time. We were built to last. And I want to encourage you today that I'm praying for you and standing in agreement with you. You were made powerful in the eyes of God. You can trust and depend upon the very being of God to come through on your behalf today, that He has great things in store for you. His plans are to bless you and prosper you, not just for your future, but for your present moment, and even to redeem and restore your past. And so today, I want to encourage you that look forward, look ahead to what is in store for you in blessings and miracles and testimonies and transformation. Be encouraged today. I'm praying for your physical body for renewal and strength and refreshment for your physical body. I'm praying for your mind that you will be able to live in a reflective consciousness that you are valuable to God. You are valuable to God, that you will always be at peace and rest in your mind, in your inner being. And I'm praying for every dream that's in your heart. You can depend upon the character of Jesus, who's the one who gave you the dreams in the first place, that He will fulfill every promise and that He will manifest every dream that He has put within your heart. And He put all of them there. And so today, look ahead. We are enormously advantaged in Christ Jesus. What a blessing it is to live to see a brand new day. Every moment that we live is a gift. Today I pray that you will see the splendor in each moment, in each person and circumstance, everywhere you go, and the splendor in you. Look at yourself in the mirror and take deep, slow breaths. Marvel at how your senses and body are not only in motion, but bearing witness to the miracle you are. Feel the beating in your heart. You are alive. Today I pray that your mind, soul, body, and heart, your entire being, will be open to receive Papa's goodness today. That you will hear all that He says about you and believe it. That you will be awakened to your true identity in Him. You have always been known. You are a child of light. I pray that you will become aware of your oneness in Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I pray that your heart will be flooded with gladness about this very truth. Nothing about you is ordinary, average, or useless. Every moment of your life is being reconciled and renewed together for your good and everyone around you. Nothing is wasted and nothing about you is trash. You are not a mistake, accident, or screw-up. You are a miracle and answered prayer. You are Daddy God's original thought. He dreamed of you before time even began. Everything about your body, heart, mind, and spirit were exquisitely designed, made in love. He made you with greatness in mind. He looked at you when He was finished and said it was good, without fault. He adores every part of you. There is nothing wrong with your original design. So you can never be rejected, condemned, or judged again, because before you were even born, you had been received by God. And what Jesus thinks of you reigns supreme. Today I pray that these truths are lighting up your path, everyone around you, and overwhelming your being with joy, that you will live in and from these truths, rested and at peace. I pray that you are becoming more and more secure in your heaven-made identity more and more every moment, that you will truly live in the splendor of every moment, enlightened to the miracles, blessings, and hope within and all around you.
Our next segment of the night is Family Talk with Don Warner. Join web pastor, mentor, and speaker Don Warner of Dynamic Love Web Church as she encourages you in the truth, revealing God in the context of family dynamics and experiencing the family relationship of the Trinity by knowing them as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hashtag Family Talk to ask her your questions and join in the conversation.
Hey everyone, welcome to our awesome episode on Girl Power. I'm just so excited to be with you and I'm just so thankful. Thank you again, Sade, for having me on the show. I just love being here and I love the topic this week. I just love it that you have always been a queen. And so this week on my segment called Family Talk, that's what I'm going to encourage you in, ladies, the beautiful gift of you, the value of you. And that's what's been really on my heart. And so my segment is called Family Talk because I thank God, you know, by the grace of God, he has shown me that I reason from the platform for which he is reasoning. And, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the Father, our beautiful Father, and Jesus, which is our husband, you know, we're the bride of Christ. And also the Holy Spirit is that motherly aspect. So when we talk about God, that's who God is to me, and we reason from the platform of family dynamic. So that's why I'm so excited about encouraging you in the value of you, beautiful ladies, because I'm going to give you some background on me. To be really frank and honest, I didn't know my value growing up. You know, now I'm 43 and I met Jesus back in 2008 and he just blew me out of the water with his love and his truth. And he's been healing my heart. And what he's been really healing in me, I would say over the last 2 years or so, is my value, how valuable I am. And so that's what I felt to encourage you about on this episode today, because I feel so much of my life, a lot of the negative things that happened in my life were because I didn't know my value. I didn't know how loved I was, how valuable I was to God. And when you don't know your value, you'll settle for things. You'll settle for less than God's best. You'll settle for less than what he wants us to have. And I settled in a lot of ways in relationships. And so growing up, I'll just give you some background on me. I had an awesome mother and father. And of course, they loved me and they did everything they could to raise me up and to give me all that they had. But my mother was very abused growing up, very abusive, alcoholic father who abused them physically, verbally, mentally, just really a hard upbringing, and that was very abusive. And so what happens if that is not healed? Hurt people hurt people, and that's what happened. So growing up, I was spoken over with a lot of verbal abuse, just always called, you know, dirty and pigs, and we should be ashamed of ourselves, and we're no good, and we'll never be any good. And so if you hear that, you're going to believe that. And that's what happened. I took those lies into my heart and I lived out of the wrong identity. I lived out of the wrong foundation. I thought for sure I wasn't valuable. And of course, I didn't know that consciously, but it was a subconscious thing of I'm not good enough. Now let me perform to be good enough. And that's how all my relationships were. They were performance-based relationships with my parents, always trying to do good enough, to be good enough, to earn love, to earn acceptance, to earn friendship. And that carried over in relationships with my friends. And that really carried over in relationships with men and boys. So in my teenage years, I became very promiscuous because you just want to be loved. Everybody wants to be loved for who they really are, not for what they do for people, but for who they really are. And if you don't know that who you are is good and valuable and that you're already accepted and loved by God, then you're going to function from the platform of doing to be loved, to be accepted. You're going to perform so that people will love you, and that will never work. It'll never work. It never worked for me. It left me hurt, and it left me empty, and it just left me void, and it made me feel shame and fear, and the word now I know is condemnation. So that was really how I lived out of the lie of that I'm not loved, I'm not valuable, because I never felt it. I never felt that way from my parents, but there was that longing from God, from within, that I always wanted a relationship with God. And I know now that's the only thing that can truly fill all those places in our hearts. And I love when we talk about God from a family dynamic, because he's a relationship God. You know, the Trinity always had that relationship, and he created us for a relationship. So when I lived out of all those lies, it left me always feeling not good enough, always feeling that who I was wasn't enough. I could never perform enough to be loved. It never seemed to work out with boyfriends or with men. And so it really just left me hurt and ashamed and feeling just terrible about myself. But then in 2008, Jesus really worked in my heart and just amazed me with how he loves me. He loves me just as I am, and he always has. And what happened was he started healing my heart, and he started healing me in his love and his grace and his truth. And grace is God's divine influence upon our hearts, persuading us, just convincing us of all that he believes about us. And it's that truth that started healing me, ladies. And so once I found out that the value of me is Jesus, that God so loved me that he gave Jesus for me to have his very quality of life, it just started transforming how I saw myself and how I saw others. When I saw that God loved me and always accepted me, always loved me, never confused me with anything that I have done, never confused me with anything that I had been enslaved to, like that performing, and that had already loved me and sees me innocent and perfect and blameless and without fault, and he sees me beautiful because of my value to him, because I'm his beautiful, beloved daughter, and that's how he sees you, ladies. Once the Holy Spirit started working that truth in my heart, it just started radically changing my life, and it changed how I relate to people. I no longer would take behavior towards me. I would put limits and boundaries on behavior towards me that no longer benefited me or that I felt valued me. And of course, sometimes when you start learning your value and you start standing up in a kind, loving way, we can stand up and say, hey, I don't want that behavior towards me anymore. Then you're going to lose some, what I would say, so-called friends. You're going to lose some, because if you're always performing for people, then you're always earning their friendship. And when you stop doing it, then they think that you have changed, when really you're only living out who God made you to be. And frankly, some people don't want the real you because they don't know who they are, but they only want what you can do for them. And so when you start learning your value, I always say, when you know that God's already given you everything, you won't just fall for anything. And so when I started seeing that I'm already beautiful and innocent and holy, and I've been made righteous, right with God, then it just gives you, you start loving and embracing the beautiful uniqueness that God made you. And so that's why I'm very excited about this segment and this episode of the Spirit and Soul Show, is because it's so important to know that the value of you, that God highly esteems you, that God saw you and you take his breath away, that he loses his breath over you, that he loves you, he's always wanted you, that you've never been an accident, you didn't slip by, that you're on the earth on purpose because God loved you and he loves you and he needs you and he's always wanted you and he accepts you just as you are. He loves you. He wants to just have a lavish love, intimate relationship with you and give you his quality of life, and that the beauty of you is incomparable. Ladies, we are in a class by ourselves. We can't compare. You know why they say you can't compare apples and oranges? Because you can't. Because a beautiful apple is tasty and yummy and juicy, and a beautiful orange is tasty, yummy, and juicy. And guess what? There's no comparison. And guess what? Some people don't like apples, and that's okay. It still can't take away the goodness and juicy and awesomeness of the apple. And some people don't like oranges, but that's just the flavor they don't like. And I like to say we're all a flavor. And just because someone doesn't like the flavor of us can't take away of our goodness and tastiness, ladies. So I just want to encourage you that our Father needed you. When God said, let's make man, he said mankind in our image. And he said, let's make male and female. So he needed you beautiful females to express a side of himself that no one can. And I just want to encourage you that you are here on purpose for God to love and have a lavish love relationship with. And so that is why the value of you is Jesus, because you're amazing and you're beautiful and you're in a class by yourself. And that we see you, then we see our Father. We see you. We wouldn't know a side of God if we didn't see the beauty of you. So I want to encourage you today to just seek out to God and just say, Father, show me, convince me of this truth. Convince me of all that you say about me and believe about me and convince me. And that's what I did, ladies, where he healed my value. So I just want to say thank you, Sade, and everyone just have a great night and know that we rejoice in the beauty of you.
I want to end Dawn's segment with one of my favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite artists. Here is NDRE with Beautiful Flower. You are more beautiful than all the flowers in the world. It pleases God to love you and to satisfy you and to be here for you. You don't have to sell yourself short. You don't have to think of yourself as less than. You are a queen. You have always been loved. You have always been treasured.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who feels that she is not special, 'cause she don't look like a supermodel Coke bottle. The next time the radio tells you to shake your money maker, shake your head and tell them you're a leader. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Yeah, you.
If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this next segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries playlist.
Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne.
And Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And this week on our Woman to Woman segment, we're talking about focusing on purpose instead of likes. Focusing on purpose instead of likes. We all know that we are based in a reality TV and social media society. And if you are in the entertainment industry or any type of public figure, even if it's with your business or whatever it may be, there's a lot of pressure to be focused on numbers. We feel so much pressure to feel approved and feel accepted by others, to the point that a lot of times we begin to form who we are. We begin to form our dreams, form our purpose, our value around getting the attention of others and being able to have a certain number of likes and a certain number of followers and supporters and whatever it may be. And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, and I know our segment is Woman to Woman, but we believe that anyone can receive from this segment and be blessed by this. You know, I want to encourage you that it's so important to focus on your purpose instead of likes, to focus on your purpose instead of likes. Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? If we can be honest with ourselves, many of us do what we do because we want to feel accepted and valued and because we want to feel loved. That is why we do what we do. We don't oftentimes, we may have started with a pure perspective of doing what we do in order to feel encouraged, in order to share encouragement, in order because it's just what we desire and what we love to do. But a lot of times we can find ourselves going away from our original view and perspective and being drawn in by something that's not going to be helpful to us. Remember why you started in the first place. Remember why you started in the first place and stay true to that. I think to myself, why do I do what I do? Why do I sing? Why do I dance? Why am I a gracepirational speaker? For me, it's because it's the overflow of my heart, because I love sharing the overflow of my heart with others. I can feel the love of God flowing from my heart for me and for other people. And so I can't help but to share who I am and all that I am and all that I know with others. I would burst with excitement and with joy and enthusiasm if I didn't share this. Why did I start in the first place? I started because I wanted to be able to share with other young women and girls that you are so much more than what you look like on the outside, that who God made you is more than enough, that you are good enough, that you are valuable and loved and cherished. And so those are just some of the reasons why I started in the first place. Focus on the one. Focus on the one. I know it looks really sexy, especially on social media, to look out into the crowds of people and see all these tons of people and see all the big numbers on our social media and be like, oh my God, look, I'm inspiring and touching hundreds and thousands and millions of people. Oh my God. And it looks and it feels so good, you know, for our ego and for our confidence. But I want to encourage you that it all starts with the one. Focus on the one. You have no idea how you will positively affect that one person's life and who they will accelerate into. I think of the people who have inspired me and some of my mentors. I am actually speaking and performing in front of larger groups of people than they are. But they inspired me, and if it wasn't for their influence in my life, who knows where I would be today. Focus on the one. Every human being has the value of God, including yourself. And the more that you allow yourself to focus on purpose, to focus on the one instead of likes, you will find yourself living in so much more peace and so much more rest instead of the anxiety of trying to make things happen, instead of the anxiety and the bitterness and resentfulness of comparing yourself to other people and trying to form your dream and vision so that other people will appreciate it or see it the way you want them to see it. And so I'm going to pass it along to Veronica, and I want her to finish up this segment for us.
Thank you, Sade. That was all really good, what you just shared with us, by the way. So even from a business perspective, that can also be challenging as well, like, especially with social media being out there, and, you know, you can pretty much look up any other business that's similar to yours or a lot like yours, and you can see maybe they have more followers or they get more responses than you do, and that can also be discouraging. So, you know, staying focused on that, the whole point of why you began and why you're doing what you're doing is so important, even in a business. Because if you don't see the amount of money that you want coming in, if you don't see the results that you want right away, that you think where you should be, or you see other people where they're at in their business, that can also be discouraging. And then it might even get you to want to quit, which is, you know, that's pretty sad, because that's your passion and that's your dream, and you don't ever want to stop doing that just because of discouragement or you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. And always remember too that everybody started somewhere. You know, everybody started somewhere. Somebody, you know, people that have these quote unquote big successful businesses had to start somewhere. You know, they didn't have success overnight, you know, and in reality too, like, what is success? You know, to me, success is what Sade was sharing about, focusing on the one person. If I can help somebody with their health or how they feel about themselves, internally, inside, you know, how their perspective begins to change and how they start to see things from a more positive perspective. Like, to me, that's success, you know, whether I help one person or I help a million people. So, yeah, so even from a, like I said, from a business perspective, that could be challenging, you know? So just to be reminded of why you began, why you started, why you're doing what you're doing is so important and so key, because that is what's going to help you keep going forward and keep moving forward in your dreams.
That was good. All right. We want to thank you all for joining us on this Woman to Woman segment, and we will see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to episode 21 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. I want to take the time to answer one of the most popular questions that I always get asked almost everywhere that I go, and at least once or twice a month. And I'm being generous. It's usually a lot more than that. People always ask me what it's like to be single and how I can be satisfied without being in a relationship. Because as we know, a lot of women, and not just women and girls, but guys struggle too with being single and feeling like there's something wrong with them because they're not in a relationship, because they're not a parent, because they're not married. So first off, I have to be honest. I have been single for a good chunk, if not majority of my life, so this is what I'm used to. So it's hard to feel like you're missing out on something, or at least in my case, it's hard to feel like you're missing out on something when it's what you're used to. So I can only talk from my own experiences. But I feel that honestly, being single is such a gift. It's not a curse. It doesn't mean that something's the matter with you or that you're lacking in any area. I think it's actually a great gift, and it is a wonderful opportunity to be able to discover yourself and to be able to grow in your passions and your desires and your dreams, to be able to invest in not only you, but in your other relationships in your life, whether it be in your family, your friendships, your business relationships. And so, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I feel that for me, being single in my life has been able to give me a lot of clarity. I don't think that relationships are always a distraction, because it is possible to have someone in your life who's able to empower you and you empower them. And it's an amazing partnership that builds in so many ways in multiple areas of life. But I feel that for me and where I'm headed and what I've always desired to do in my life, it would take a very specific person, a very understanding person, very, very supportive person to be able to partner along with me in my life and be on this journey with me, you know, because I'm not going to stop being who I am, and I'm not going to stop pursuing what I love, because before I ever had a crush on anybody, before I ever had any kind of relationship, I always had my dreams and aspirations. I always had these things that God had put within my heart, and so they've honestly been my most faithful companion throughout my life, of course, aside from God. And, you know, and so for me,
it's been a great joy majority of the time to be single. Obviously, if you have a crush on someone and you like someone, that can make things a lot more complicated. But I mean, as I look at the actual logistics of things, because ideally we can like something, but we have to think about what's going to actually be conducive to our lives and how we're going to be able to, you know, fit everything in our schedule, because relationships are a commitment, you know, and it does take time throughout your day and energy, you know, and being able to come together and actually invest into that relationship. And, you know, for people who ask me how they can be satisfied without being in a relationship, you know, you really have to lean on God, and you have to allow God to just encourage you and remind you of who you are. Because, of course, there's all these cute videos and pictures and stories we hear all the time, especially now because I turned 30 this year. You're always hearing stories of people that are either getting engaged, getting married, they're having kids. So it can be easy for me to think to myself, like, wow, am I missing out? And then I think to myself, you know, honestly, this may sound funny to some people, but I really do like my own time, my own space. I like being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and I'm not accountable to anybody but myself and God. And so I really enjoy that, and I think of all the perks that it is for me. You know, but you really have to just allow God to love on you and allow God to encourage you, you know, and don't spend so much time looking at pictures and videos and reading books and things of people that are always, you know, romanticizing or fantasizing about love and relationships and all those things, because it really will begin to maybe awaken something in you that either you didn't know was there, you maybe are not ready for, but just because you're seeing it so much and it's all around you, it's all that people want to talk to you about, you know, it can really begin to create that desire in you that you actually may not be ready for. And so for me, you know, like I said, it's really allowing God to love you and encourage you, really discovering who you are and what you want to do in life. Because unfortunately, and it shouldn't be this way, but a lot of times we see when people get into long-term relationships, when people get married and have families, they oftentimes have to put aside what they desire, or they feel they have to put aside their dreams and what they desire, and they can forget who they are. And so this is a wonderful opportunity in your life to just enjoy being single, to just realize that what God has for you is the most amazing thing, and that your journey is different than everyone else's. And you can be satisfied by just growing in an understanding of how God feels about you and your identity and your value and your worth. And especially if you're a woman or girl, you know, we're going to deal with hormonal things and all that stuff, and you deal with all kinds of extra stuff that I don't know if guys have to deal with. And so it can make it challenging at times. But I believe that in the core and the center of who you are, God will satisfy you and encourage you and empower you so you won't feel like you're missing out, regardless of what choice that you choose.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
My best days are now and ahead of me. I walk in the glory and the favor of God. I am favored by God. God will always have a good view and opinion of me. I do not hold people's past and mistakes against them. I am able to let go and live in freedom. I do not base my opinions, thoughts, and actions on the way that people treat me. I live from the overflow of my heart. I live from my passions and my desires. I am whole. I am at peace. Whatever struggle I am facing or going through can never define me. I always come out on top. I stay at top. I am seated in heavenly places. I am able to let go of all the things that have happened to me and all of the hardships
of my life because I realize they can never, ever separate me from the love, goodness, acceptance, and hope that there is in Christ Jesus. I was created in the image of God. Therefore, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can see as God sees. I can hear as God hears. I can feel as God feels. I can live as God lives. We live our life in unity together. When I look in the mirror, I am proud about who I am. I can hold my head high every single day. I know that God has my back. God has my front. I know that God has my future. God has my past, and God has my present. My best days are now and ahead of me. I am continuing to live and pursue my dreams every single day. I am persistent. I am consistent. I am determined and tenacious. When the world tells me no, I say next. Nobody's no can compete with God's yes. God has said yes to me, so yes it is. God does not demand from me. God provides for me, and God supplies for me. Everything is right on schedule. I am exactly where I need to be. I am exactly who I need to be. I have all that I need to live and fulfill every day of my life. God is for me. God is with me. God has already gone before me and lived out every day. I can live in peace. I can live in rest. I'm able to live from a life of reconciliation and grace.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week, as you guys know. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. God is constantly at work bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. All right, everyone, so I am praying for you right now live on air. If you're listening into the show and you want to chat with me and you need some encouragement, prayer, just call 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 and press 1 so I can see you in the studio and we can chat. Or if you don't want to talk to me live on air to receive prayer or encouragement, you can always message me and you can message me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or you can email me as well. All right, so I'm going to pull up some of the prayer requests that were sent in to me today from Facebook. I'm going to start with Chrissy. She says, please pray for me that I get this job at Mayor's. They will let me know by Wednesday, which means two more days from now. All right, sometimes I get my days mixed up. I know everyone else can, other people can relate to that too. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for Chrissy. I thank you that you are supplying all of her needs for her. Thank you that you are taking care of everything that she could want and long for and that she lacks no good thing in you. Thank you that if this is a job for her, that you are supplying it and that you are just taking care of everything that her and her children could ever need. I thank you that you're bringing peace to her. I thank you that you're opening doors for her, and I thank you for your financial provision and abundance in her life in Jesus' name. All right, Kaylee says, for strength and courage and energy to get through 17 hours of retail work between two different jobs from Thanksgiving night to Black Friday night, please. Woo, girl, that is a lot. All right, Father God, I pray exactly what Kaylee said. I thank you for giving Kaylee supernatural strength, courage, and energy so that she will excel and accelerate through the 17 hours of her work coming up. I thank you that you are supplying all of her needs. Thank you that you keep her strong. And thank you for your encouragement in her life and that you're just loving her through it. Thank you that her customers will be kind and her employers will be kind and that, and also her other co-workers will be, you know, wonderful to work with and that it will just be a healthy environment through the 17 hours of work that she has coming up. All right, and then I got a prayer request from Saul on Facebook. He says, for restoration and good health for my family and me, more specifically against a hereditary disease that has affected my family and me. Well, I thank you, Father God, that you know what, things may be hereditary, but that your grace and your love in our lives is greater than any hereditary thing that could ever come our way. And I just thank you for Saul and his family and everyone who has been affected by this disease. I thank you right now, Jesus, that you are creating new genes. You are creating new healthy systems in Saul's family, that whatever it is that has affected them, that you are renewing their systems, that you are renewing their brains, you are renewing the way their very blood functions, their entire health, their muscles, whatever it may be. I thank you that you already know what it is, and they know what it is, and that you're just bringing healing to this family. And I thank you so much that you're encouraging them, and you're letting them know that nothing can ever separate you from their love and them from your love, and that they are eternally united and connected with you, that you are just empowering them and strengthening them from deep within. And I just thank you for them in Jesus' name. I also want to pray on my heart for anyone who has been struggling with the holiday blues. That's been on my heart as well. I know the holidays can be a very difficult time for a lot of us, myself included. And so I just want to pray for anyone who's been struggling this holiday season, or you're about to start feeling like you're struggling this holiday season. God is with us. God is for us and in us. And I want you to know that there's no challenge that we have faced in our lives, that we're facing, that God does not feel, that God is not in it with us, that God is not in the, it says, I want to say in Psalms, in the miry clay, like in the dirt with us. Wherever we are is where God is. And so I thank you, Father God, right now for just continuing to bring joy to our hearts, for any of us who've been feeling weary, for any of us who've been feeling tired and drained and just discouraged. Thank you that you are just, if you are just superseding us and empowering us from deep within and fusing us with your very love and your life and your light. Thank you that you're bringing joy to us every single day, and you're encouraging us from deep within, that we know that we know that we know that we know that we are loved by you, and that we are treasured by you, and that you're working things out in our favor. Excuse me. And I also pray for anyone who has been struggling with any, you know, colds and flus, you know, symptoms. I know with this season as well that people can be dealing with a lot of allergens and a lot of colds and flu symptoms. And so I thank you, Jesus, for just healing our immune systems and keeping us healthy and strong each day from the inside out. Another segment that we feature every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So some of my recent testimonies I want to share with you guys are my good news or my praise reports, however you like to say it, are first, I have some amazing projects that I'm working on and that I'm super excited about, and I can't believe it, and I'm so thankful unto God that he's opening these doors and my dreams and my passions and really just encouraging me. Like, I feel just so relaxed to be who God has called me to be and to just move forward in the things that are on my heart. And so I'm super thankful about that. And also, I posted this recently and I want to share with you guys about, and I had said, right now, the things I enjoy most about God are the peace of mind that I have, the ability to get back up and begin again at any moment of the day, and not getting so worked up about people anymore. Those are all areas of my life that I struggled greatly. Like, I struggled a lot in my life with having peace. I struggled a lot in my life with, you know, just the embarrassment and shame, guilt, all of those things, condemnation, and also, you know, always feeling worked up about people. Like, I know you guys can relate to that, to anyone who's listening, where you always feel worked up and exhausted and drained and strained by people and just in circumstances, situations that just bother you. And God has just really been helping me to understand, you know, that I live from the love and flow of God, that God is my life, Christ is my life, and Christ is the one who gives me the power to be able to excel and be myself every day and to just enjoy who I am and who God is, you know. And so even when I feel myself getting frustrated in situations, and you feel, you know, you feel irritated and bothered, or your feelings can be hurt, God, you know, just sweeps it all up and brings healing to me and helps me to return back to my center. And so I pray for anyone who has been struggling in that in their life. And I thank God for granting you a peace of mind. I thank God for reminding you of the ability to get back up and begin again at any moment of the day. And I also thank God for helping you to not get so worked up about people and situations anymore. In Jesus' name.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 21 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Arie, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Escobel-Winters and Don Warner. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Brit Nicole featuring Lecrae with Ready or Not. Who you are is good enough. Who you are is valuable and so loved by God. Next week is our Processing Through Emotions episode. Contrary to popular belief, emotional health has nothing to do with hiding your emotions and pretending to have it all together. We'll be discussing how our emotions can work for us and not against us, and how to allow God to frame the way we see things and the importance of feelings. We'll have a new story time segment, a new Mythbuster segment, Veronica and I will have a new woman-to-woman segment, and Don Warner is bringing a new family talk segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the Season 2, Episode 21 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, November 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Brit, Craig, ready or not, yeah. Let's go.
I tried to cover my shine.
Spirit and your soul.